Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Did you see Joe Biden's speech in Warsaw?
No, I did not. I did not.
I did, and I'm gonna say this. I was shocked.
I did see. I mean, I should say I saw a quick clip of a portion of it, and I heard some commentators saying they were shocked. So I've heard about it, but I can't say I actually heard the speech.
Well, here's what I was shocked about. It's probably the longest speech I've heard him give, and he was coherent, articulate. He didn't wander. He didn't babble. He didn't stutter.
Well, that's because they wrote it all out and put it on the teleprompter for him.
Well, he wasn't. I watched it, man. I thought, he's looking all around. He wasn't even glaring into the teleprompter. It was shocking. Now, I didn't agree with most of what he said, but the fact that he was able to say something and not sound like a cartoon was shocking.
Yeah, he usually sounds like a blithering idiot every time he opens his mouth.
Yeah. And I'm saying this because, to be fair and to be honest, and again, don't make any mistake about this, I don't really agree with him. And he said some things that took a little bit of flack immediately afterwards. But the fact that he could speak so clearly that for at least a year now, and really more than that.
Well, maybe they just gave him a nice woman to sniff while he was giving the speech, and we weren't able to see her. Maybe that sustained him.
I don't know, but I think it was one of those things, just so that no one will ever say that I didn't say something positive about Joe Biden. I will say he spoke very well in Warsaw. He didn't speak things that I agreed with, but his ability to speak in front of cameras and a crowd and do it for some length of time was very impressive.
Well, Obama had a great speaking ability. I never denied that, but he lied through his teeth, so I still had every bit as much of a problem with Obama.
Yeah, but we've kind of lampooned Joe quite a bit, and this one was shocking to me because I kept waiting for it. I was watching. I kept waiting. Okay, he's gonna say something really crazy. He persevered.
Well, the real test, Jim, is the next day when they ask him about something he said. Let's see if he can even remember it.
Well, and they did, because they had to walk back some things because he said things that even his own people were not happy with.
So what did he end up walking back?
Well, the biggest one was that he said, I can't quote it word for word, he said, my God, this man cannot stay in power, speaking about Putin. But so it sounded like he was saying we need to take him out or overthrow him. And of course, then they came back and said, no, he wasn't saying that. He was just saying that Putin being in power is dangerous.
Well, he's also talking about how we're a world community now and that's the new governing body. Yeah. So is that the way he's going to take Putin out through the world community?
Yeah, and that was his appeal. It wasn't about America. It wasn't about the Ukraine. It was about the world order, and which that's been going on for quite a while now. But at any rate, I just wanted to give credit that Biden, his speaking ability was the best I've seen in decades.
Okay, well, we'll give credit where credit is due. Give a monkey a typewriter. Sooner or later, he types a word.
Yeah, that's but I just wanted to do that for all those people who think that I'm not fair. And then the next thing, and this is a little more serious, but it's also ludicrous. Supreme Court nominee.
Oh, when they asked her to define woman? That one I heard. Oh, my gosh.
Dictionary.
Yeah, and this is somebody that's going to tell us what our Constitution truly means. This is going to be one of the 9 chief justices of the entire country, and she can't define woman, which means she can define woman, but she's afraid of all the liberal powers that be, so she didn't want to define it. Oh, my God. I should say I was surprised, but I wasn't. I sat there and I said, well, what other answer does she feel free to give?
Yeah, and that's the troubling thing. We know that she knows. But the fact that she would not be honest about it.
Everybody knows, and nobody's being honest about it.
Well, this is true. Which will lead us right into, and I already talked with Brendan about, you know, when I did my predictions at the start of the year, I predicted Duke would win the basketball championship, and they made it to the Final Four, which is something. And now I don't know if they will.
Well, one of your predictions coming true should be declared a national holiday, Jim.
That would be big, big news. And look, one more pop culture current event. You know, I don't know. Every year it seems like I'm on the show on Oscars night.
Yes. Well, that's because Oscars night's always on a Sunday night. Of course, you're not on every week. So that's true. It is kind of a coincidence.
And it's random. It's random. And I think there's probably something wonderful about that, because I don't know that you or I have watched the Oscars in years.
Well, and I was telling Brendan, and I said this last year over the air, I was a drama major in college. My undergraduate degree is in theater. I'm a writer. I'm a novelist. I've been in a lot of plays. I love theater. Oscar night for me used to be like what the Super Bowl is for a lot of other people. And now I am just so disgusted with them and disinterested. I didn't even know it was tonight. And when you brought this is going to sound like deja vu, because I know that when you brought this up last year, I said the exact same thing. I didn't even know they were on.
Yeah. Well, just for those, now people that are listening to us tonight are probably not watching the Oscars.
Well, they wouldn't be listening to us if they were. I know that at least one of the movies that's nominated I saw and I liked, the one called Being the Ricardos, was actually an excellent movie, which these days an excellent movie surprises me. But that was really good, and I hope that does win something.
Yeah, and I, to tell you the truth, I probably only saw maybe three new films this past year, and I don't think any of them are getting nominated for anything. But
well, there's all kinds of politically correct criteria that they now have to even qualify to be nominated. So it's disingenuous art right from deception.
Yeah, it's really just kind of a group of people patting themselves on the back and giving themselves awards. And every year, for several years now, the ratings have dropped and dropped and dropped. I don't know if they can drop any lower, but then I didn't think Biden's approval rating could drop any lower. It's the only thing that's not going up in our economy. So, wow. Okay. You know, if we got up on the Oscars, aside from the political stuff, which has ruined it for me, there have been times when I thought there was injustice in the voting system. One of the ones I could never figure out was the movie A Beautiful Mind. I thought it was a great film, and I think it won the Movie of the Year, and it had Best Director. But Russell Crowe did not win the Best Actor, and if it weren't for him, the movie wouldn't have had anything. But I don't know, so I never understand those things.
Well, because different people in different categories are voting. Actors nominate actors, directors nominate directors. I believe that in the voting, though, any member of the Academy could vote. So
yeah, but anyway, so enough about the Oscars. They're probably getting more ratings on this show than they are viewers on TV.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/bob.